I mean, the timing of this thing is quite suggestive, just a few days before the Oscar ceremony itself. Also suggestive is the fact that he's got a very tough nut lawyer on the case, a Michigan-based lawyer called Jeffrey Feiger, who's represented a lot of very difficult and controversial cases in the past, not least Jack Kevorkian, who was so-called Dr. Death, a euthanasia doctor. The lawyer is talking about a multi-million dollar lawsuit. So I think it's fair to say that what they really want more than anything else is cash, and that this is the timing, you know, is suggestive that this is designed to create as maximum publicity and out of that force the producers of the film to hand over some money.
Can you tell us more about what this soldier's claims are?
Yeah, this soldier, Master Sergeant Jeffrey Sarver, is claiming through his lawyer that he was the subject upon which Hurt Locker was entirely based. Just a little bit of history here. Hurt Locker was based upon the screenplay of a journalist called Mark Boal, who, on behalf of Playboy magazine, actually embedded himself with a group of American soldiers who were involved in dismantling bombs, and spent several weeks with the soldiers, out of which he wrote a Playboy magazine article to start with, and then it was such rich material he turned it into a screenplay which became Hurt Locker. The soldier in question claims that he was Will James, who, if you've seen the film, is the main character in the Hurt Locker, and that a lot of the language, the title Hurt Locker itself, was invented by this soldier. And Sarver says that the main character James's nickname in the movie, Blaster One, was his own call signal when he was a soldier in Iraq.
What kind of damage will this cause to the film's chances of winning lots of Oscars on Sunday night? It's not the first bit of bother that the film's makers have run into. So what do you think all of this scandal and controversy will do to its chances of winning?
Well, in short, this particular lawsuit will do nothing to damage its chances because voting has now ended among the members of the Academy. So that won't touch it at all. As you say, there has been previous controversy, not least that one of the three producers of the film, Hurt Locker, a Frenchman who called Nicolas Chartier, who actually bankrolled the film to the tune of $15 million, has been banned from attending the Oscar night on the grounds that last month he sent out an email to quite widely, it's not known exactly how widely, but quite widely, in effect, though not by name, slagging off Avatar, which is the main rival to Hurt Locker for the Best Picture category, which is a sort of primary award that's given out on Sunday night. So there has been a lot of controversy. That might have affected a few votes, but I think most people who vote in these Academy Awards will think that such controversies happen annually. They're very common. There's a lot of backbiting. There's a lot of skullduggery goes on. And what they'll do in the end is vote for the film that they thought most merited the award.